Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm joined, as always, on a Thursday morning by Jim Healy. Good morning, Jim.
Jack, that was a much more enthusiastic good morning than your... The first one sort of just limped out of you. Good morning.
But after trudging across the street and up the stairs.
Across the tundra.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. It's something out there, isn't it?
It is. It's a little... When last we spoke, it was still fall, and now it is certainly winter here in Sandpoint. Pretty much.
What can happen in a week?
Yeah, there was no snow on the ground. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Zero.
Last week. Well, not anymore. Yes, it's been an interesting week in the heavens. A lot of, a lot going on.
I reintroduced myself to a concept called a snow shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a great relationship the last couple of days. And, we're here with, we're not alone in the studio. Mickey Quinn. She is the executive director of Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning.
Have you had a relationship with your snow shovel?
I recently reacquainted myself with mine,
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, I was bragging last Thursday, Mickey, that I got through all of December and all of January, and there's still one more day left.
Mm-hmm.
And I shoveled.
Yep.
You know, and so I am ground zero. I'm the one who's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to admit that snow out there is heavenly. It's like powder. You could just, you could almost take a leaf blower.
Yes. It's easy snow.
Yeah.
It's not, we've been lucky there. At least after the first couple of days it was.
Yeah. And there was one bad day, the day with the wind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was nasty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Totally uncalled for.
No, we didn't need that.
Mm-hmm. Hello. But I tell you, skiers must just be happy.
I would think so. I would think
Will they continue to be happy?
They, according to my forecast, they will continue to be very happy. Here we go. From the National Weather Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration tells us that here in Sandpoint, we have a 30% chance of snow today, and the high is 29. The low tonight, 12 degrees Fahrenheit and partly cloudy. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 28. Low of 12 on Friday night, partly cloudy. And then on Saturday, the high is 30. And we have, again, snow is likely. 60% chance of snow on Saturday. A 20% chance of snow on Sunday. Still with those highs around 30 degrees and lows in the low teens. And then on Monday, a little cooler, high of 23 and a 20% chance of snow. It looks like it's kind of holding, actually going to get cold again, low around 3 degrees, possibly 2 degrees on Monday night. Yeah, but sunny and cold, which is great weather when you're heading into the winter carnival,
I would say sunny and cold, but no wind.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. And Super Bowl coming up, Jack. Do you want to talk about it?
It is.
No Vikings for you.
No Vikings for me. No Bears for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a rerun of the Chiefs-Eagles from, 2 years ago, I think, when they were together?
Yes.
Not that you watch the NFL. That's not your sport of choice.
No. Women's basketball is.
Yeah.
And... they play tonight. My favorite team, the Fighting Irish. They play Stanford tonight. And are you a Super Bowler? But you like the commercials, don't you, Mickey?
I do enjoy the commercials, but I do enjoy watching NFL football.
You do?
Okay. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different than college.
Mm-hmm.
I think college takes more risks because they don't have a stadium full of people who paid $800 for a ticket. So, you play a cautious game. But, and where is it this year? Is it in?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. New Orleans. Is there anything on at the Winter Carnival that on that Sunday? Or
no, Winter Carnival starts on February 14th.
Mm-hmm. 14th? Yeah. We're a week ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, you can't. I had to double check and make sure we're allowed to say Super Bowl on the air. The NFL is very litigious. If you're going to use
Super Bowl,
I know. Super Bowl. We can say it because this is news coverage, and we're not promoting anything. But if we were to say, like, come to the KRFY Super Bowl party, that would be trouble.
I haven't been invited.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Then we'd have to call it the big game. Mm-hmm. Come watch the big game with us.
Yeah. Okay.
You hear that from time to time.
Isn't that something? What, they copyrighted it? Or
it's trademarked. Mm-hmm. Trademarked. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, like,
is Winter Carnival trademarked?
No.
Okay. Because I'm sure there's other Winter Carnivals.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. So how's driving out there? How's sledding? Have you noticed? I haven't seen any like accidents.
That's good.
Yet I know
that's good. That's good. You just got to be cautious.
Yeah,
you can't drive around with your mid-July mentality. Mm-hmm. You've got to be ready to slow down, and especially at this time of day with all the schools and
inexperienced drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes. This would be an interesting time to be in driver's ed. A good time to be in driver's ed, probably.
For the student. Not for the teacher. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. I drove. I'm off the bike for the...
I was going to say.
It
gets a little treacherous, doesn't it?
The slickness. What I was thinking was this. So I have the bike that I ride almost all year round. Mm-hmm. It's my main commuter vehicle. It's kind of a classic. It's a nice old bike, but it's a road bike. And what I need is, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with the movie Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze from like 1989 or something. You probably know it by heart, but what he does is he has his cool classic car, but then when he comes to a new town, he parks the classic car in a garage somewhere and he buys an old beat up car. Then that's what he drives around town, because he knows people are going to slash his tires and be mean to the car. So he keeps spare tires in the back and stuff like that. And that's what I think I need. I need a winter beat up. I don't need a nice fat bike like some people have. I need a beat up old mountain bike. That's what I'm going to get.
Do people slash tires here in town? did I miss something, Mickey, on that example?
Yeah. some of the bicyclists in town, they can get a little mean. There's territoriality, you know? No, not really. Between the road bikers and the mountain bikers and the fat bikers, you know? Yeah.
And those are all terms that everybody, I've seen the fat tire people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks, and then the motorized vehicles, the motorized bikes.
Coming along, those motorized bikes. That's right. And nobody likes them.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jack. Mickey, nobody likes them.
I like a lot of them. It does make me feel weird when I'm on my bike. And I was passed by Karen Wiedemeyer on her e-bike. I thought I was going pretty fast.
Coming down the hill,
and Karen went zooming past me on the left and cackling.
Yep. Here I am pedaling furiously.
Yes.
Usually I always have a headwind. Uh-huh. You know, if I'm heading into town, I got a wind in my face. If I'm heading out of town, down Pine, I got wind in my face. I just don't. But no, you're right. Yeah, here I am pedaling like crazy, and then whoosh, somebody upright, correct posture on the bike seat, not hunched over the handlebars, like me, and they're just having a great day.
Yes,
the only thing they're missing is a cocktail in one hand. Should we talk about the Winter Carnival?
We must. That's why we're here.
People demand it.
Yes.
When they're not out slashing tires.
Is this the big event? This is certainly one of the big ones that the Greater Sanborn Chamber of Commerce puts on.
Yes. It's one of them. Yeah. And this is with a great support of our business community that put on. It's really individual businesses putting on events throughout the 2-week period. And the chamber just helps facilitate it, make sure that it gets out there, that we publicize it. Keoki Media and Marketing helps us. They do a webpage for us with all the events. And it's just a great community effort, and a lot of fun things are going to be happening over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a website one can go to besides the print publication?
Yes, sandpointwintercarnival.com.
All one word.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Sandpointwintercarnival.com.
Yes. I'm going to it right
Jack's
now.
Jack's going to it right yeah. now, and he'll read.
No. Yeah. I guess we could go down the list. We could say go day by day. Is there anything to say kind of about the hit? How long has this been going on?
History this is our 52nd.
Whoa.
So back in the 70s.
Whoa. Yeah. That's very cool. Anything new? Has anything changed? Like this year from, I don't know, recent memory anyway?
Well, actually, in the distant memory, we used to have ice carving contests, ice sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when we used to get a lot of snow here in downtown. And things have changed over time. Our climate's changed. Weather patterns have changed. And so now it's really a celebration of getting everybody out. You know, you kind of hunker down and hibernate in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great opportunity to reacquaint yourself with your neighbors and friends that you haven't seen in a while, because we've all been in hiding or bundled up behind scarves and hats. And so the things we didn't have last year, there was a block party after the parade. And last year we didn't have that, but it's back again this year.
Why not last year? The weather?
I'm not sure if it was the weather or if it was just timing, but Ponderay Winery had put it on in the past.
Okay.
And I think also the pandemic has, you know, that still is lingering.
Still is lingering on. Now, what's the first day of the Winter Carnival?
Friday, February 14th.
Oh, don't tell me.
And the theme this year.
Oh, let me guess. Post-Super Bowl party. No. Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. No, the theme is Romancing the Snow.
Oh.
Oh,
it works. That's nice.
And that's clever.
I have to give credit to our friend Phil Huff. He came up with it.
Yes.
Romancing the Snow.
Yep.
Very clever, Phil. He's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
The treasured volunteer broadcaster here at KRFY, among the many
other
hats he wears.
I thought so.
Yes. Nicely done. Okay, so it's Romancing the Snow, and it kicks off on Valentine's Day.
Yes, and it kicks off with the Parade of Lights. It starts at 5:30. Downtown, in the core of downtown, at City Parking, goes down Church Street to 2nd Avenue to Main, up Oak to 4th, and then back down Church. And it is a short parade. Last year, I videoed it, and it took all of about 5 minutes and 30 seconds for the entire participants to go by me. But we have more than double the number of participants that we had last year.
Cool.
And we still have some registrants coming in, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Where does one register? On sandpointwintercarnival.com?
Actually, you'd go to sandpointchamber.org, and under events, we have it posted there.
Where one can go register if you want to participate in the Festival of Lights parade on Romancing the Snow Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I like that it's a short parade in February is not so bad.
True.
You don't stand in the room. Whoa, slight technical interruption here. The KRFY studio experienced a power outage, as did, I believe, most of downtown Sandpoint. Just a brief flicker that didn't affect our FM broadcast, but it knocked out our recording computer. So we missed about 5 minutes of show here and then picked it back up. And so this will sound perhaps a little bit abrupt, but the conversation continues with Mickey Quinn, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
And then if you're even a little more adventurous and you want to do even something more romantic, you could contact Western Pleasure and plan a sleigh ride and dinner. Yes.
Okay.
Boy, and last night I shoveled the sidewalk at about 9:30, and I dilly-dallied because it was so beautiful outside.
Yep.
And that, boy, if they can arrange a sleigh ride with, you know, no wind. And the temperature, I think, was hovering mid-20s. But mm-hmm. you bundle up. Perfect.
I think we were outside at about the same time, Jim.
Yeah, I was shoveling. I'm sure I was keeping people up with the scrape. Mm-hmm. I don't have a snowblower. I just have
me. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's nice. It's very peaceful to be out mm-hmm. there. And
last night was magical.
I thought so too. Yeah, it's very relaxing to shovel snow. We are simpatico on that. It's not my least favorite chore.
Well, then I came in and I had a cup of hot cocoa and put on George Winston's December album.
Oh,
and boy I was just all in the mood.
Uh huh.
And then I had to go to bed because I had to get up early.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, that sounds wonderful. A sleigh ride. Mm-hmm. And one makes a reservation for that as well?
By calling Western Pleasure. Yes. Okay.
February 14th is a big day. There's more. I'm looking right now at the website, and there's more on the list. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Valentine's Day in Sandpoint. Yeah. Dinner, love, and friendship party at Bella Terra.
Yeah, that's an all-day event, and they're revealing mm-hmm. some special secret in the parade. We don't know what it is.
Mystery.
Yes.
Okay. And if you're not in town, if you're up at Schweitzer, they participate as well.
Yes, they have events going on throughout mm-hmm. the 2 weeks. They're kicking things off with a happy hour at an outdoor snow bar in the village from 3 to 7 on Friday.
A snow bar.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
A snow bar. Okay.
I mean, I hope that is what it sounds like. Like a snow fort that's been turned into a bar, sort of.
Well, they definitely have enough snow up there to build a fort.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, all during December and January when we were, you know, putting on sunscreen down here mm-hmm. and, you know, drinking in the backyard, mm-hmm. they were up there accumulating snow.
Yes.
And what I have heard, it's really good.
Yes, from what I've heard from mm-hmm. Tom Chassis and Jeremy Wildgoose and Sean Myris, it's epic. Skiing. It's epic season
different,
up there.
Different world up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A snow bar.
That's the organized events for Valentine's Day, at least that I'm seeing here. Mm-hmm. But yes. The big kickoff events and party downtown. Hey, you mentioned the Sandpoint. It's not called Junior Miss anymore. Now it's called.
Oh, that's a Distinguished Young Women.
Distinguished Young Women, thank you.
That's a different entity.
Okay.
The Miss Sandpoint USA, that's part of the
Miss USA.
Miss USA, yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what are they're involved in what way? What are they doing down there?
They are sponsoring a photo booth.
Okay.
And cool. I think they're going to have hot cocoa too.
Nice. Well, this is fun.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Has Sandpoint ever done, has the carnival ever done any kind of, have you ever awarded like a snow king, snow princess kind of thing that you sometimes see?
Oh, no, we haven't done that I'm aware of, but mm-hmm. we could look at that maybe for next year.
Think about that for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We do like to give awards mm-hmm. for best float that matches up the theme of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also most creative. So mm-hmm. there'll be some awards for our participants in the parade.
Oh, that's good. Okay. It's, yes.
A little competition.
Worth competing in the parade. Worth participating. Wonderful. Well, we've kind of run through Valentine's Day.
I'm exhausted.
I know. Yeah, and we're halfway through the show, by the way.
Can we take a couple week break?
This has been a very exciting show. Lots happening here. We got to, okay, moving right along into that weekend, that first weekend, which is... it comes to my attention that it's also President's Day weekend.
Yes.
Oh, really?
3-day weekend.
Cool. Very mm-hmm. smart thinking with this Winter Carnival schedule, I would say.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Well, we continue on Saturday the 15th, mm-hmm. and our Carousel of Smiles is going to be holding an event that day. They're going to have the old-time fiddlers playing at their new location.
Oh, they're
which
fun.
Which is 502 yeah. Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be playing from 2 to 5. And you can stop by their new location as early as 11 a.m. to see the art and the craftsmanship of the ponies and how they're being renovated and restored. And they're going to be in the parade, too. I think one of the ponies is going to be racing down.
Oh, cool.
In the parade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so their event is a great opportunity to go see their new location and see the art and how that they're transforming these really beautiful antique ponies and restoring them.
Very neat. So that's at the old Bazaar Bazaar.
Yes.
Yes, 502 Church Street. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else is going on?
Well, another thing to call out is the Hive has a live music performance. It's going to be Paper Flowers. It's a tribute band of Fleetwood Mac's.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the Panada, it's the Confusium Comedy Magic Show, which sounds like a lot of fun. A local, Sandpoint local, David Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
And a bird act that won him the title of International Champion of Magic.
Hmm.
So there's also others, Cameron Brow, Quentin Scott, Nathan Lee, Lam Chan, and Cecil Lewis, all at the Panada. And that's on Saturday.
Okay.
The 15th.
We've never had a magician in the studio, Jim.
And well, I think David Da Vinci was at the Panada, I want to say about a year and a half ago, put on a marvelous show. And people were walking out just smiling, and the little kids were just jazzed by. So I highly recommend, and that's on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. David, if magic is, yeah, I mean, he makes it work. I highly recommend it.
Cool. The on Sunday, what's going on Sunday the 16th? Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
So the Music Conservatory is having Tea Time Serenade.
Oh. Ooh.
And that's in the little Carnegie Hall. That sounds like fun. And all the proceeds will be benefiting the youth of our community who wish to learn to sing or play an instrument. So that's at the Music Conservatory at 110 Main Street from 2 to 3.
Okay.
And there's also a very interesting new event, and this is also being put on and organized by Miss Sandpoint USA, a bachelor and bachelorette auction.
Okay.
Kind of makes me think of that ending scene in Groundhog Day.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know anything? Do you know more about it? Do you know who's participating? Do you have any names of the bachelors or bachelorettes?
I do not have names.
Oh, I would like to know.
So it's a little bit of a mystery.
Uh-huh.
But there's going to be a cash bar, door prizes, and a chance to snag yourself a fine bachelor or bachelorette for, I think, a dinner. I think that's what the plan is.
Yeah.
They are co-hosting with Marigold Bistro. And we mentioned Marigold before. And, yeah, you can get your tickets at the door or in advance. You can get those through Marigold Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a new event this year. It'll be interesting.
And that's on?
On Sunday.
The 16th.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Wow. That's also the day of the International Wildlife Film Festival.
Yes.
Apparently.
At the Hive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, across the street at the Panada, they're doing the Oscar-nominated shorts, which is a tradition at the Panada, and a pretty cool one at that. You rarely get the chance to see the short films.
They do not get the attention that it's sort of like a person who writes a short story as opposed to a novel.
Mm-hmm.
The Oscar-nominated shorts are absolutely. And what I sort of like about them is they'll show all five, and you get a chance to, ooh, which one did I like the best, that sort of thing, and then match it up when the Oscars are held.
Okay. That's a cool, it's a very cool event. I'm glad they do that. Are we moving on to, I don't think I missed anything, moving on to Monday?
Yep. And Monday, you know, President's Day, a lot of people will have the day off, and Schweitzer is ready to receive all those folks who want to come up and play. Ski, snowboard,
and it looks like we're going to be getting snow, and more snow up there.
Yes. And if you don't ski or snowboard, you can still go up and enjoy it.
Now, is that the night when they have the fireworks? What night is the I know that they have fireworks. I went up 2 years ago.
It's usually President's Day, but we'll have to check the Schweitzer.com to make sure.
That's spectacular. Mm-hmm. You know, the fireworks, you know, playing off of the snow, it just lights up there. Another magical evening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When do they do their torchlight parade, probably at the end. You'll get to it. Never mind. Continue.
Okay.
Maybe you will. I'm jumping ahead. So
I think you have something going on.
We do. Can you believe it's time again for the little live radio hour? I need to make a correction here. We're going to start it at 7 o'clock this time around instead of 8. It's by popular demand. People don't want to stay up till 9 o'clock when the hour is through. They want to be, yes, home in bed. So we're starting at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8 p.m. It's the little live radio hour. Back again with it's a musical variety show, I would say.
It's in the Little Theater.
It's in the Little Theater. Our guest is Liam McCoy and friends. And it will be the Liam McCoy Band, a full band playing original music with some covers as well. You can tune in right here on 88.5 FM and some little surprises as well. It's mostly music, but we include some other fun things that you can do on and with the radio. You can also attend in person for free at the Little Panada Theater.
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Don't be late.
The 18th.
Tuesday
the 18th. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we do go live at 7 o'clock on these airwaves. So we do ask people to be on time and not stroll in a few minutes late.
Like an airport and flights departing.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're not at the gate, we're going without you. If you're not inside the Little Theater on the 18th at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We go live anyway.
And you'll sit outside.
Yeah. The Panada Theater generously donates the venue. The festival at Sandpoint helps us put that on. It's a co-production between our organizations. And you can, the Little Theater, they will be open with their concessions as well. So you can show up, and if you get there a few minutes earlier still, you can find yourself a refreshment at the bar there. That's Tuesday, February 18th, and I'm excited to bring it back. Yeah, it's been the last one we did was in November.
November.
Oh. We've been on our kind of winter hiatus. We're kicking off the fourth year. Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. This is a fun event, and that's on Tuesday, February 18th. That's the big one. Don't miss out, folks. And on to Wednesday, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Winter Carnival live trivia at Connie's. Our trivia master, Toshi, is going to be leading that. And those trivia nights are always a lot of fun. It's good to go with a group of people with diverse backgrounds and talents, because then you'll have a lot more trivia that you can share.
How big are the teams?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's any size that you want.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I found myself at a trivia night once with Scott McLongstreet, who hosts the Radio Flyer show.
Oh, he knows a lot.
Yeah. We did okay. We didn't win. And I'm not sure how it turned out once I left. I don't think I stayed for the whole event, but yeah. We did quite well, but there's some people in town who really know their stuff, their weird stuff. I don't know. I'm thinking we probably need a KRFY, like an official KRFY trivia team that we can go around and, you know, represent, collect the gift certificates for pitchers and things that we can get. And then we could give them away on the air if we wanted to. Okay. Anyway, enough trivia. That's Wednesday. On Thursday, there's a couple big ones on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday there's an event for snowboarders up on Schweitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Never Summer Snowboards is kicking off a 3-day demo event with free demos on their handcrafted all-mountain freestyle or powder boards. So that's for free.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to have a driver's license and a credit card.
Okay.
And insurance.
Yep. That's up on Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. And then the Sled Hill premiere. There's a hotly anticipated short film from Tanner French Films, and it tells the story of Sandpoint's historic sledding hill.
Ooh.
And that, of course, is in the news because it was just acquired by Kinnexu Land Trust.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's adjacent to the community forest at Pine Street Woods.
Excellent.
And what fun to see a film about the history of the
sled history of the film. Mm-hmm. That you're going down.
Yeah. And so that's going to be at 6 p.m. on Thursday the 20th. Doors open at 5 at the Panada.
Cool. Doors open at 5. That's excellent. That's a good time to go, even with kids, if you wanted to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Sled Hill a couple times already this year.
With James.
I'm excited to go now that there's some more snow on the ground.
it was a little difficult.
A lot of fun for a four-year-old if you're sitting on an old man's lap, I think.
Ouch.
And if you're the old man, it has been a little bit tough sledding, as they say. But now I think with this nice new base of fluffy white snow, I can't wait. We'll get there this weekend. Okay, and then there's a band playing at Matchwood that night too.
Yes, Coming Home, the band. It's acoustic bluesy rock with strong vocals. They're at Matchwood Brewing.
Okay. Coming into the closing weekend, then almost closing it out. It's what happens on Friday, February 21st.
Oh, there's up on Schweitzer tubing and night skiing. That's going to be fun. I love it when they light up the mountain in the evening. That's just beautiful. And then again, the snowboard demo continues up there, and that's up on Schweitzer.
Okay.
The Hive has some live music. New Jack City Party, Motown Soul R&B band from Spokane.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. New Jack City, but yeah, kind of a Motown sound, pretty cool. That will be fun at the Hive, and
then across the street at the Panada, acclaimed tribute band Spokane is Dead.
Yes,
the music of Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm. Jim, are you thinking you're a bit of a deadhead? Are you not?
A bit, a bit. Jack, one can never be a
card carrying, full fledged.
Absolutely, yes. But no, I'm still resonating what Mickey said about tubing up at. If you've never been tubing up at Schweitzer, that is great fun.
Yes,
absolutely great fun. And I bet you there's a place there for an old fogey with his four-year-old son sitting in the lap going down the run. It is just a ball.
Yeah. I have been up there once before. I haven't done it in years. I think my brothers and I may have been asked to leave the tubing area.
Getting too much air.
Horseplay, I think, was that was the official, the call. The call on the field. Too much horseplay. Anyway, that's Friday. Spokane is Dead is a Grateful Dead tribute band from Spokane. That's cool. We may have to try to get them into the studio just to talk about the Grateful Dead.
That would be fun.
Especially if Jim's in town, we can, I assume. I don't know. Have you ever talked to a tribute band, Jim? A Dead tribute band?
No, I haven't. I have been interviewed by
Sandy, the Dead of Night.
Dead of Night. Sandy Reed's talking about my Dead experiences.
Okay, moving on to trying to move on quickly here.
Why are we running out of time? I can't see.
It's 8:41 right now, but I think we may be having somebody pop in from the Panada Theater to talk about this weekend's events. I don't see him yet. I don't know. But Saturday, February 22nd. We got time.
Schweitzer continues with all their fun up on the mountain. But then down in town, Saturday the 22nd, is Family Day on the Bridge. The Cedar Street Bridge is celebrating 1 year anniversary of new ownership and management with a family fun day. There's going to be games, face painting, specials, photo booth, hot cocoa, and deals throughout the bridge. So come down if you haven't been on the bridge in a while. It's full. It is absolutely full capacity.
Yeah.
And so many wonderful little shops.
Yeah.
Places to eat. Places to activities. It is a great place to bring a family. So come down.
And that's on the 22nd?
Yes, it is. Saturday.
Anytime when it opens and when it
is? Yeah, they open at from opening until close, 11 a.m. to 5 is the plan.
Okay.
And then also on that Saturday is a new event sponsored by Matchwood Brewing, Toasty Fest.
Ooh, tell us more.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Toasty Fest.
Matchwood Brewing, Evans Brothers Coffee, and Toasty Mobile Saunas are bringing a winter carnival to the Granary District. Mm-hmm. From 10 to 3 on Saturday the 22nd, enjoy this celebration to promote family-friendly wellness, community gathering, and getting toasty together.
Ooh.
There's a fun run or a fun walk, whatever you're up for. There's going to have some movement, you know, maybe some yoga or some movement. Recovery, hydration, nutrition, comfort, mindfulness, DJ Lady Oda, dancing, toasting, and more. All of the wine at the Matchwood Brewery, Evans Brothers, Greenery District. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Love a sauna. Now, will they melt a hole in the in the parking lot to that you can take a cold plunge afterwards, I wonder?
Oh.
Probably not. Oh, well. But that's cool.
Yeah. And then rounding out the day on Saturday is Margarita Day at Jalapenos.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that language.
And I didn't know this, but February 22nd is National Margarita Day.
What better day for a margarita than February 22nd?
I'm sure there's a reason for that.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't had a margarita there, you should give it a try. Uh-huh. It's delicious.
Okay.
They have lots of options. And then rounding out Winter Festival is Sunday the 23rd. That's the last day of our two-week event. Schweitzer, of course, will be having some great skiing and snowboarding. Transceiver Sunday is for all our backcountry buffs who own a transceiver.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess this is, you know, transceivers enthusiasts. If an avalanche ever struck, you would have, there would be a reason for you to have that skill. And the iCarts classic.
I was going to say.
K9 keg pull.
Yeah, that is so much
Sunday,
fun.
It truly is. They bring in snow if they need to. We'll see what happens. But they block off Cedar Street and they have the keg pull right there on Cedar in front of the iCarts pub.
It's great,
and,
great fun.
Oh, and you can enter your dog that day. Starts, I think they start 10:15 a.m. registration on that Sunday, and you could have a tiny little dog or a great big dog and anything in between.
It's worth going to. I like that cake pull.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's fun. What a way to close out the winter carnival.
And you know, last year it was raining, but it was still packed.
Right, still packed,
and so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Sandpoint Centennial film will be showing at the Panada. And that is Sandpoint at the north end of the Long Bridge. And it was created for Sandpoint Centennial in 2001 by Oscar-winning cinematographer Eric Darstad.
Yep.
And it tells the story of Sandpoint's history. And it's a great movie. It's really, if you haven't seen it, it's brought to us by the Bonner County Historical Society and the Panada Theater.
Yeah.
And doors open at 12:30.
I think there's no charge, isn't there?
Well, tickets are $10.
Oh, tickets are.
And kids under 12 are free.
That's where,
I think we're having, I think that we, right before the that show, I think we're having Hannah Combs from the Historical Society come in to talk about that a little bit. But yes, cool movie and worth seeing, especially if you have any interest in the town of Sandpoint, Idaho, which perhaps you do, if you're listening to our voices right now. Mickey Quinn, the executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. That's the full lineup of the Winter Carnival, which
14th
is cool.
through the 23rd.
Rob Talbot's waiting in the wings to talk Panada. We could bring him in. We could all sit down together if we wanted to. Before Mickey leaves, and she's, I just want to mention that. Okay, yeah. Stick around. Here we go. That's what we'll do. We'll do it. Yes, like the old Tonight Show, where you're just going to slide down the couch a little bit, and here comes Rob, and you can hear our emergency batteries beeping to let us know that we're in we're still in havoc. Just as long as we close the door to the studio, everything's fine. We know that we're still on the air. Here you go, Rob. You can take this stool. Rob, I assume you know Mickey Quinn.
Hey, Mickey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Rob?
And
now that you're here.
Yeah. we've had an interesting morning here on 88.5 KRFY. We had a little power surge. We know we're not streaming right now, but we are recording this show, and we are we're broadcasting live on the air, so we are, you know.
And we got the sauna on too. It's nice and warm in here.
It gets to
always.
It does get toasty in the studio when you yes, especially in the wintertime. We're supposed to be heating the whole building, I think, from the from this studio.
Success.
Yes. we're talking Winter Carnival. I was just going to mention that Mickey Quinn is kind of she's on her last lap, her victory lap at the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. This will be your last Winter Carnival, it sounds like, Mickey.
As executive director.
As director, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't catch that part. That happened after I got out of my truck and was waiting out here.
Yeah. So Mickey, you're stepping down as executive director?
Yep. I started a year ago this time, last year, and it's been a great year. I've really enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. But in December, I got married. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and you start, you know, combining households and finances and you start looking at, okay, what are our collective couple goals here, and working hard, working full time and being out and about a lot of evenings and weekends, it just wasn't going to be something that we wanted to have happen going forward. So decided that I would take a step back and go back to being a coach and consultant, and then also help my partner, my husband, Lyle Hemingway, with his real estate business, you know, help be his little admin.
Cool.
And so I gave our board 4 months because I wanted to set them up for success to find a good replacement.
Yeah.
And so end of May is when I'll step away unless they find someone sooner.
Yeah.
And I'll get them all trained up.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Big life changes.
Congratulations. Yes, and absolutely. You've done a great job over the past year. Really appreciate all the effort you put into it.
Thank you, Rob. It's been a great pull together of a lot of people. Our chamber ambassadors have been amazing. And then just partners in the community who have a vested interest in the chamber have been great in stepping in and advising and re-upping their membership with the chamber. It's been great.
The position then, I guess, will be open.
Yes. I believe it's been posted.
Yeah.
And yes. So if you're interested, do apply.
Okay. I'd love to ask you more about it, but here we are closing in on the end of the hour. So we should talk about other things. We might have to have you back, Mickey. Somebody on these airwaves will, I'm sure, want to talk to you either before or after your tenure is closed to kind of look back and ask what makes a good executive director of that organization.
Be happy to. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Rob, welcome back.
I'm not really sure how to follow that.
Big things happening at the Panada. This is, and you've got a board meeting. One of the more consequential ones might be tonight.
Yes. We've had a couple consequential ones here, and it's fun to get this stuff knocked out, take care of it, and make progress and have a good team effort moving forward with it. So the big thing for tonight is the board will be making a decision on path moving forward, whether that's, how we're going to deal with the lobby, because the lobby does need some attention as far as, you know, in the least just getting the concessions kind of out of where it is now and making a little bit more room, or do we set our goals a bit higher and expand into retail spaces, or do we set our goals even higher than that and then move into the expand the lobby into what's now the little theater, and if we're going to do all that, what are we what's our plan moving forward with the other needs that the Panetta has? Because it does have a long laundry list of needs in addition to that. So we're going to be, the board will be setting forward a path that I get to put in place following that. That meeting is tonight at 6:00. And hopefully you've already joined us for our open house that we had earlier this month. You've already joined us for a couple board meetings or other meetings, and you've kind of put your ideas out there. And the board I've been really, really kind of impressed with the desire to get information from the community and how much information the community cares about the Panetta and has put information out there or put their thoughts out there. And I think the board's done a great job getting that information together and getting community input.
Yeah. You can attend in person if you want to.
In person.
Yeah.
Tonight at 6:00 in the Little Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this, if you do get a big crowd of people with strong feelings, are people asked to comment at all, or are welcome to comment, or is this kind of just to observe the proceedings?
There will be a comment section, but it's mostly an observation. At this point, honestly, we have, like I said, done a lot of work to get community feedback.
Yeah.
So we've heard most of it. But if you wanted to come in, or if you wanted to shoot me an email or shoot one of the board members an email, getting that to us earlier, if you have a comment, would be better than at the proceedings, because we're going to try to get down to business and move forward at that point.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. That's tonight at the
Tonight
New Theater.
Yes.
What time did you say?
That is at 6:00.
Okay. Anything else going on this weekend at the Panetta?
No, we've got a quiet weekend.
And then you're part of the Winter Carnival.
We're part of the Winter Carnival. We've got a lot coming up for the Winter Carnival. And moving on through the next several months is pretty lined up, packed out. Excited for Confusium. That'll be comedy as well as magic. That's always been a good draw. Let's see, I'm kind of missing out on his name right now.
David Da Vinci.
David Da Vinci, there we go. He's always a great draw, always a good time, great showman, and he's bringing a few of his friends along. So that'll be an action-packed night on Saturday the 15th. And then Sunday we've got Oscar-nominated shorts. We've got the live-action and animation showings at 2:00 and at 7:00. Those will be two different showings. It's not the same thing that we kind of often do. The animation will be the 2:00 showing, and the short films will be the 7:00 showing. Then we got I heard y'all mentioning all this, but we're going over it real quick again. Little Live Radio Hour on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Sled Hill, movie premiere Thursday, February 20th at 6 p.m. And then Spokane is Dead is Friday, February 21st. And we will try to get them in here, because sounds like, from what I heard drive-in, Jim might enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's going to be a fun show. I mean, that's a full meal deal, two drum kits and all. And and Lucas Brookbank Brown is part of that, and we all.
If you know
Sam Spokane music scene, you know him really well. And it's pretty much an all star group putting that together. And then we have the Low Bar Corral, which will be in the Little Theater, kind of sing along songs and just an all around good time. And then on Sunday the 23rd, right after the Keg Pull, we have the have a showing of Sandpoint at the North End of the Long Bridge, which is a centennial movie put together about the history of the region. It's a 2-hour-long film, so we're going to break it up, do an hour, slight intermission with a discussion with some of the people involved in the movie from the Historical Society. And then we're going to get back to the second half of the movie. So it'll be, come for all of it, come for half of it in the discussion, or come from the discussion in the second half. But this is a fundraiser for the Historical Society as well as, and the museum as well as the Panda. So all the proceeds will be to those two organizations.
Busy.
Wow. Well, it's, yeah. And the hour flew by. We took no music break. We just talked this whole time.
Well, we could put the song that I have queued up after that. Let It Snow, Let It by Aaron Neville.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of New Orleans flavor to it.
Yeah. Something after, right after Bird Note, which starts in just a couple minutes. What do you want to say in the last 40 seconds here, Jim?
Go Bears. Oh, they didn't make it this year.
No. Mickey, who are you cheering for in the big game this weekend?
I think the Eagles.
Okay.
I've had enough of the Chiefs.
No three-peat. Yes. Okay.
Ooh. No.
Chiefs. I'm really having a hard time understanding why people think they're bad, and especially when they're playing the Eagles. I mean, they booed Santa.
Well, yeah.
They booed Santa. Come on. You want to call the Chiefs the bad guys here? Mm-hmm. Just because he's good, they're good?
I mean, yeah.
Jack, you might be getting the radio station in trouble. You mentioned Super Bowl.
I did it again.
Okay,
yeah.
No, three-peat.
Oh. Yeah. Ah. That's probably a trademark, too.
That was the guy with L.A. Lakers, Pat Riley, as they were heading to it, you know, trademarked or copyrighted three-peat.
Oh. Did he?
Because if anybody deserves to copyright that, it would be Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
That's all I know. Romancing the Snow. Yes. I still can't get over that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Mickey, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Talking this hour about the Sandpoint Winter Carnival.
And thank you, Rob, for sharing with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, y'all, for having me. And thanks, Mickey, for all the work you've done at the chamber.
Thank you, Rob.
Time now for Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that, starting off with a seasonal selection by Jim Healy.
Just one song.
Just one song. Okay.